Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes.
Let's talk to Tim in Arkansas on the election 2024. Welcome.
Yeah, hi. First time caller, of course.
Welcome.
I've been listening to you since they kicked you off the air. You know, it's like, now there's somebody I need to listen to, obviously.
Are you talking about 1999?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, when they first started that, yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, the same thing with Rush Limbaugh, you know. When they start attacking somebody, there's a reason for it, and I tend to drift that way.
Well, beautiful, brother. What's on your mind about the election?
Well, the big thing is just before the 2020 election, let's go back that far. When I went in to vote, you know, I went in there, and it was in a high school auditorium. And I'm looking at all these high school kids that are 18 years old that all have the same piece of paper. And so I grabbed one of the piece of papers out of the garbage, and it was a check mark list of of what check boxes to check off. You know, so I took that piece of paper up to the election people, you know, and I says, you know, where are they getting these from? You know, this is not correct, you know. And, of course, they refused to do anything. But, you know, so that goes back to our education system. Now, about 15 years, around 20 years ago now, I decided to get sober, started going to, you know, some meetings there, and I started running across all these women. And the women were school teachers in their 50s, late 50s, you know, and they're in there, and it's like, you know, what are you in here for? All of them had been fired or called from their teaching jobs, you know, and it's like, why? And, well, they dug into my past and found out I had a DUI or I had this, that, and the other. So anyway, for the last 15 years, they've been calling teachers who don't toe the line, like a good friend of mine, Vicky.
Well, that's, yeah, you anybody know, they want, they can find a reason to get rid of you.
Well, yeah, and they did. You know, so now we got all these left-wing wacko teachers out there, and that's a huge problem.
Yeah,
you
know, something like seven, I saw the statistics the other day, 70-plus percent of teachers are liberal, 70% of doctors, lawyers, they've just taken over. They're a ruling class.
Oh, yeah. Oh, exactly. It's craziness. I just, you know, it's like, you know, what do we do? You know, so I tell, you know, the teacher people, wow, there's a professor at a college there in Flint, Michigan there. I'm not going to say his name, but he's from Iran, you know, and he told us the liberal line. And I keep asking, why did you leave Iran? You know, why'd you come here and you're spreading the same garbage here, you know? You know, and of course they can never give you an answer. You know, it just...
That's what I don't get. People leave California and something like, again, almost 70% vote the same way when they get here. Why in the hell would you leave a kleptocracy like that and then recreate it where you go?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a guy I know, Ron. You know, he used to be a missionary there in Venezuela before Chavez took over. And he married a woman there, and they had a couple kids. He had a nice thing going there. And when Chavez came in, they came to his house and escorted him and his children to the airport and told him he had 12 hours to leave. And they took all the money. They took everything they had. So his mom, Viv, had to run around and find money to get him an airline ticket to get him home. They left him with only the clothes on his back, and that was it.
And he was lucky. So, now, that's what communists do. And all these little libtards that are trying to bring in communism, they think they're going to have a job in it. No, they're going to be working in a ditch.
Oh, yeah. The funny thing is his wife, she's as lefty liberal as they can be, and she's from Venezuela. She experienced it. She lived through that whole ordeal. And yet, you know, I just don't get the mindset.
They have Stockholm syndrome, brother. Good to hear from you, Tim. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Jay, William, Daniel, Jason, Mike, Cosmo, Jeff, Joe, Corey, your calls are all straight ahead in 60 seconds. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And the
colors of we're taking your phone calls on this live Wednesday transmission. So much to talk about. Let's go to Jay in Florida. Jay, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing today?
Good, brother. Welcome.
Thank you. I think you're doing a wonderful job for humanity. I have never been a listener of yours until recently, and I am now a true believer. Everything that you said in the past, I believe, is actually true.
I made mistakes before, but in general, I've been right. I mean, it's not hard. The globalists are out in the open with their agenda. I mean, it's like you get other football teams' playbook. I mean, it's not.
and they're openly showing us their playbook, and there's no secrets anymore.
We're going to take your speech. We're going to take over your body. Your kids belong to us. There's too many of you. They're all just a bunch of arrogant, chicken-necked blue bloods. They're disgusting. John Kerry and Tedros, I mean, look at them. They're a bunch of pathetic, self-appointed garbage.
All the citizens are to these people are just annuities. Get on prescription drugs. Go get a job. Pay your taxes. Pay your property taxes. We're just a money stream for these people of our own demise is what it is.
I totally agree.
They look at us like annuities. We're just a money source to them. And anyway, so to get back to your question on how do we prevent what happened in 2020, and I used to live in Georgia, and I specifically moved to Florida because of Brad Rassenberger. He's a sellout. He signed an illegal dissent decree with Stacey Abrams to bypass the state laws of Georgia on how the election was to be conducted by law. Every state, it's written into the law how the election process is supposed to happen, and there should be no deviation from it. And if you look at the states like Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, these swing states, Wisconsin, they're mostly rural states, and because we're, a constitutionally limited republic, those counties are represented by mostly Republican or conservative counties. So we have the power. We have the votes to make the changes to the law to stiffen the laws for elections. And that is, I think, the best way to do it and to not allow for dissent decrees to allow for changes to the law midstream while an election is going on. And it's really a crying shame what's really happened. They're already talking about disease X. Well, gee, I wonder what that's going to be. That's going to be another COVID type of thing that they're going
to... Oh, they're telling us it's going to be far worse. And that's the thing is, they're talking to an unconscious mass, but those of us that are awake see what they're saying and doing in live time. It's like they think they're in the dark attacking us and we got night vision. Well, the general public is still in the dark. They're wondering what's going on. But yeah, look, this is a takeover. This is a new type of war. We're in World War III right now. It's asymmetrical. Yeah. It's led by the Davos Group, allied with Communist China. Yeah. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Jay. Great points. William in Michigan on the election. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you for everything you do, sir.
Thank you.
I have a question. Who do you think would be the best vice president for America?
You know, I've thought a lot about that. I really don't know. Somebody that Trump can trust, somebody that's just as hardcore as him, or he needs a food taster. If he didn't do that, we got like Nikki Haley, who he's never going to do. I know people that have talked directly to Trump. He said, hell no, that's a joke. The media just says that to elevate her as a stunt. But, I mean, I think his VP choice is going to be very, 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 very important. General Flynn thinks Tulsi Gabbard's not good. I trust him. I don't think she's a bad person, but I think he's right. You know, I like Vivek. He's really smart. He's really young. You know, so I don't know what to say about him. I mean, I don't know. Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, the media makes fun of her and calls her dumb. I think she's super smart. Who do you think a good VP would be?
You would be the greatest.
Okay, that's a good one. Hey, it'd probably get me more votes if he did it, but I don't think I would take the job. I'm not cut out for that, so that's very funny. You know, his son has said, and like they had a poll, 97% of people on X said, I should be the press secretary.
But yeah. I think you have the biggest heart for America that I've ever seen, and you inspire me to do a lot. And I like get your products, Turbo Force, everything. I got my buddies listening to you now, and then like I even went to my buddy's car and he had your book in there. I'm like, yeah.
Well, without you, I wouldn't be here. You know, we took on the New World Order point blank. We've stayed on air. We've been scarred and torn up some, but stronger for it. And look, our job was to warn the world, not just America, about the globalists. I knew 30 years ago when I was first getting on air that this was all going to come true. I knew they were the globalists. I knew they were basically getting in charge. They were already partially in control. And I looked at what they talked about in the 50s was done by the 70s. What they talked about in the 70s was done by the 90s. And so I knew that I'd get made fun of and attacked. But as long as I raised the alarm, there'd be enough people that knew the truth would support me. I'd stay on air, and then we'd be vindicated when they went operational, when they took the mask off, when they emerged, when they went from beta to actual attack mode. And that's why the show's exploding. So the thoughts I had that were inspired by God, by the way, it wasn't me. It was God telling me this. God told me all this was happening. And by the way, I didn't just start saying this year or last year. I've been talking about God literally telling me what's going to happen for 25 years. I mean, because you know when it's God. You're like, what? And it's like, you don't even hear a voice. It's like, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. Do this if you want to be part of this. Here's how they're going to operate. Here's the next move. Look out for that. And you're just like driving along going, yes, sir. And then you're, I mean, it's amazing. God's real.
Yes, sir. I agree. You just gave me goosebumps. My 4-year-old daughter calls you Uncle Alex Jones every time I watch you.
Her name?
Her name's Scarlett.
Oh, I have a daughter named Charlotte. That's my oldest daughter. Charlotte, you got a great daddy, so be good and listen to him. He wants to protect you and wants you to be strong and have a great future. You've got a great daddy, and we all love your daddy, Charlotte.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, like that, having a daughter just changes everything in your whole entire life. Like, you're right. I hear you say that a lot.
And oh, they wrap you around their finger.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate it, sir. I won't take up any more of your time. Thank you for everything, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. Yeah, there is no separation of the sexes. We are male and female. We make the human species. And the idea that fathers don't want their daughters to do well or mothers don't want their sons to do well, the fact that we're in competition with each other, we're not. We are the human family. God made us this way. It's the way life operates. It's beautiful. It's perfect. And it's under attack. Daniel in Texas, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, good to be on. I want to take a time travel back to 2019. Before our last election, going to bring up a subject you probably don't want to talk about, but it was that stupid psychological Operation Q. You were the only one that spotted it, called it out. You were getting a lot of left-handed fellowship. I remember in December after the election, we could hardly get you on stage with Flynn, and Flynn was the main person who co-signed that operation, and now all of a sudden, he's right back in. I'm not speaking bad against him. I'm just saying we don't need to make the same mistakes again. We saw what they did with a psychological operation. You called it. You were the only one that called it. You faced a lot of resentment. So what can you tell us on that?
Well, I mean, you have an hour. Let me put you on hold. I'll come back to you. Since you asked, Daniel, I'll do a few minutes on this and I'll come back to you. So don't hang up, Daniel. I don't just sit up here and say things to impress people, okay? I don't say Henry Kissinger tried to hire me because it makes me sound impressive. It happened. I don't say Roger Ailes tried to hire me to impress people. It happened. We've had a huge audience of tens of millions, you know, every day for a long time. And so I've got a lot of contacts and a lot of people. There are people in the White House and people in the Trump administration that saw how we took WikiLeaks and the Aleister Crowley devil worship stuff and hurt the establishment with it because it was true. They wanted to be able to put that stuff out and not get blowback and not get attacked themselves individually. And so I was told through the grapevine what was going on with the Q thing. So it was some people in the White House at first and some people that have been part of the campaign going, oh, we're secret agents. We know the inside scoop. You're getting it from us. But because they were operating through 4chan and 8chan, that could easily be taken over. So then within just a few months, the deep state slid in and started operating as the Q thing. And so it was a failed experiment. And I started telling people about a year into Trump, I said, listen,
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. but he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's like an oracle or something. You go talk to a rock, and then it tells you the magic codes of the. It was like a LARPing. It was like a live action role playing. And I would go to events and see the Q people, and they were just like in a drunk on like, we're with the secret group. Things are impossible to defeat. Well, Alex Q says you're not a good guy. I'm with Q right now. And they all kind of just lurked back into the shadows when it didn't happen. So they want you to hear all the roses and everything's fine and look for esoteric stuff. Because then you're not effective if you're just part of some Nostradamus thing. You know, Nostradamus was not psychic. He would say, in the fifth month of the 1 year, in the time of the moon, the king will fall in battle with a wound to the head. You know, crap like that. And then there were kings getting killed every few months in wars. There were hundreds of kings across Europe. You know, so, and they're like, look, a king 20 years later got killed with an arrow in his eye in a battle at night under the full moon. Nostradamus is a visionary. Because it's like those ink blots they do, what they call Warshire? Warshack, I'm going from memory, Warshack blots. You see what you want and are like a cloud. I see a giraffe. I see an elephant. I see a dragon. I see a bunny rabbit. I see Donkey Kong. It's instead of like State Street, BlackRock, the New World Order, they control it. Here's how they're doing it. Here's their ESG. Get the states to pull the money from them. And it has a huge effect. Or Jack Smith wasn't properly seated under the Constitution, removing him. You know, those are real things. Like, hey, Nikki Haley's going to have Democrats vote for her in New Hampshire, expose it. Or there's a gun bill introduced. Or the state guard are down there at the border and the feds are about to go in and move against them today. Like those are real things, folks. Like Disease X they're hyping up, which is really gain of function. You know, we're talking about big boy stuff. But a lot of people don't want to be intellectually engaged. They don't want to really have to do the deep research to understand what an ESG is or what a cloud and pivot strategy is. They just want to go, okay, everybody's waking up to the New World Order, and they want a leader and to be part of a club, so it's like they're in the cool club. And I'm not mad at people that bought into that. But I had so many famous people call me and say, well, I've known you for years. You're a great guy, but Q says you're bad. And I go, do you know Q? Did you talk to him? No, but I... Okay, well, just listen. You just sit back and you watch and you see who's right and who's wrong, okay? And by the way, I don't give a crap whether you think I'm in the cool kid club, okay? Or whether... Okay, I don't go to big events. I'm not trying to hang out in D.C. I don't dress up, and I'm not saying it's bad to do it, but, you know, tuxedos every night, and it's like this big... And it's fine to have a culture. People are into the Liberty Movement. We should have some fun. I'm a Winter Soldier that does this 18 hours a day, and this is all I do, and I know what I'm talking about, and I go to the source documents, and I expose their agenda, and it's how I operate. And that's why I'm under attack. Period. And I told Vivek Ramaswamy on air and off air, I said, you should resign today from the campaign. And I gave him reasons why. I'm not saying that's why it happened. The point is, I'm interviewing real people. We're doing real things here. That's what we're doing, not delusions. And you've got the blue and on the left over there. They're 10 times more delusional. Hell, they think two men can have a baby. The average leftist thinks BlackRock cares about them, and when they bring in their utopia, collapse civilization, they're going to have a better life. They're idiots. So people wanted a personal secret relationship with Trump. And so there were con artists online, just like the famous Nigerian email scams, where people want to have a relationship with a Nigerian prince, so they send him $5,000. And the prince will meet with you once you send him $10,000 more. And even when they get scammed, I know people that got scammed by it, they're mad at you when you tell them that Nigerian email is a fraud. They don't want to know they were wrong. They're into their own delusion, and you're not going to stop them having it. And there'll be more Q crap. There'll be more things like Q. There'll be more stuff because it offers an easy road. It tells you everything is a bed of roses. It's not. It's like dressing up like a clown. And you wonder why you go to the party and everybody's looking at you. And it's not because you're cool, because you're a clown. It's like people that drive these ridiculous looking cars, all this crazy crap on them. I mean, everybody's looking at you. They're looking at you because you're a dumbass. So I'm not here to win a popularity contest. I was on over 200 radio stations in 2001, and I said 9/11 was an inside job, and I went down to 30-something radio stations in a month, and I didn't stop saying the truth because I don't give a damn about winning a popularity contest. I'm going to do what's right. I'm going to tell the truth. And no matter what happens, I'm not going to stop. And I don't think about consequences. I don't think about second, third, fourth order of when I'm doing the right thing. Everything else I think about second, third, fourth, fifth order. I think about how the enemy's hitting, how it's going to affect, what's going to happen. That's tomorrow's news today. But when it comes to telling the truth and not backing down, I don't take orders from anybody but God. And that's where we all need to get. So I'll tell you, the ultimate Q movement, I interface with the omnipresent, eternal, all-powerful creator of reality. And I get direct messages from the Holy Spirit and the boss of the universe. That's the real movement. Not Alex Jones, not Donald Trump, not Tucker Carlson, not Joe Rogan, but God. Daniel, does that answer your question?
Yeah, that makes it a lot clearer, you know, that the depth of this AI propaganda campaign is much bigger than a lot of people realize. The message when they went dark and sent it to the Mockingbird media to mock was, what big fools you are thinking anyone's good in government. Really dangerous stuff. If you play it out all 3D, its intended goal. It's very destructive.
Well, exactly. They got one fake thing that tells you everything's fine. Then they got another thing they push that nobody's real. No, Trump is legitimately taking him on. He's not perfect. Elon Musk is legitimately taking him on. He's not perfect. I know I'm real, though I'm not perfect. I really want prosperity and freedom and a future. And people say, oh, no, everyone's controlled. That's a black-pilled Q-type thing. You understand? I think that's what you're getting at.
No, I know you're real. I know Trump's real. I know Christ is real. We're winning this thing. It's just the danger of the intelligence community using AI and running a psychological operation against the citizens. And you know, my problem with Flynn was that he gave it legitimacy, and you explained that. But I just have a lot of trouble. I was asking myself, is he stupid or is he is he compromised?
No, if you study the military and the army and the Green Berets, they'll go into a group and try to mobilize any group they can. And he's like, well, this is a big group, so they're listening to me. So he played along with it so he could try to influence it for good. Does that make sense? His thought is, these are crazy people, so how do I help a crazy person? You play along with it and say, yes, you can fly, but don't jump off the building. You understand?
Yeah, I'm still on the fence with him. I've been following you since day one, so your proof's in the pudding.
No, I hear you. Look. Flynn is really good. Okay? We'll be right back. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's the Alejandro Jones Show.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
You know, most of the crew's been on the show at one time or another, but Kevin's been here many years. He's never been on air. We're going to say his last name. We're not going to show him. But he runs the video switcher in there and does a great job. And I have this tendency to do like a 10-minute dissertation on something. He just cuts right to the chase. And he's totally right. The Q thing is the occult. It's esoteric. It's secret knowledge and gatekeepers you go to that give you the secret knowledge. And then that way they can manipulate you. I've had crew members come to me even recently and say, you know, Jones, we think with all the stuff going on with you, are you secretly a government agent? Are you secretly, as if there's some magic group knows all this stuff. The truth is individuals are powerful. The truth is individuals with ideas working out in the open together is the most powerful thing. The intelligence agencies are a joke. Lloyd Austin's got, you know, rotting guts and lying to everybody, and they're all just a bunch of dysfunctional losers. And people say, oh, the military is going to save us. Yeah, there are good men and women in the military, but our military is completely globalist run. It's at war with us because they're weak. They sold out. We're a decadent, evil country, folks. We have a lot of good left in us, but we're run by evil. Hell, we've killed 65 million of our own babies. And the Bible tells us, repent, get back to God. And Christ said, don't listen to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, don't listen to the bureaucrats, listen to God. God will talk to your soul. You'll know the right thing to do. So Kevin made the point, but he was saying his own words, but I mean, it's literally esoteric crap. And of course, that's why it leads to delusion. But I'm not even, that's already discredited. They're going to try new stuff and all the rest of it. Churchill gave a speech when the British had been smashed with the French at the start of World War II in France. And at Dunkirk, the British Expeditionary Force had been driven into the ocean. And he said in that famous speech, he said, I can't sit here and promise you, you know, a bunch of happy days, basically. He said, I can promise you blood, sweat, and tears, but in the end, victory. And because there's no other way but through this now, and I'm not going to lie to you. And that's what people want, is to be squarely dealt with and told what's going on and then be shown, hey, this is what I see. What do you think? Here's the head of the unelected EU saying they're going to take your free speech away. You know, it's not esoteric. It's not, oh, I heard there's a plan. They're going to censor us. Oh, I heard they traffic kids. Hell, go to the border. We go shoot video of it. Well, Q says they're in underground bases. And you know what? The point is, it's going on. We need to do something about it. But no one wants to focus on the real trafficking on video, where they're at. There's 5,000 kids in this Walmart right now being trafficked. Well, I don't care about that. Q didn't tell me that. I don't listen to Q. So it's about you giving your authority over to somebody else. I am so proud that we weren't funded by some agency or group. That's why we're so hardcore. I'm so proud I did this myself working with you. There's nobody telling me what to do. There's no secret operation. People go, oh, well, you said some of your family worked for the system. Yeah, that's not like they were royalty. I've said it. It's like working for Walmart. It's huge. You're in the military. You're an officer. You're highly decorated. They recruit you. And my family that was involved with the government and not in pencil pushing areas, and not in door kicking, but in running things, said the government traffics kidnapped children, fight them, they're evil, defeat them. I've had family on their deathbeds say, defeat them, get them. But it's not like because they knew about it, that gives me some magic power. You can see the evil out in the open. You can see them preparing disease X out in the open. It's all in their own people. People kind of put Q stuff on me, like Jones is incredibly magical and he has a crystal ball. And how did he know this would happen? Because they write white papers saying they're going to do it. And I show them to you every day. I don't want to talk about it anymore, but Kevin, I drug you in here real quick. Give us your take on this.
Well, I mean, from the beginning, you know, I think everybody was a little interested in the whole Q movement, but when they started putting out stuff, start saying all this stuff, and just trust them, trust the plan, trust the message, that starts sounding a little occultish to me because, you know, they are the gatekeepers. You're telling me that you are the only ones that have this hidden knowledge and that we have to go through to you to have it. And, you know, we were told, beware of false prophets. And the only way that you can tell if someone's a false prophet is by, you know, their fruits, the proof that they're giving you. And if they're not giving you proof but telling you just to believe them, how can you do that? How can you believe with no proof?
Well, remember the New York Times and a bunch of others said, don't do your own research.
Yes.
they're just as bad.
Exactly.
Or worse. I mean, they're like, they're saying, no, two men can have a baby, and if you don't agree, we'll arrest you in California. What? That's a cult, folks. And once you infect your mind with a lie, like the left's done, I mean, look, the right has its little Q thing. That's like 5% of us. The left is all one giant cult.
Right. And they're constantly pushing, just believe us, just believe us, just believe us. Don't look into it yourself. Just believe what we're telling you to believe. And that is the occult.
Remember what Jacinda Ardern and you know, all the different world leaders said. They said, don't look at the sun at sunset. Don't talk to your children. Be alone. Only get your information from us. We are your only source of info. And everything they told us was a damn lie. When someone tells you, don't check into what I'm saying and only listen to me, it's like the snake in the Jungle Book hypnotizing you. It's 101. Imagine you walk on a car dealership and the guy goes, I'm not going to let you see the odometer. I'm not going to let you look in the car. Anybody tells you different, they're ripping you off. This car is the best deal you ever had. Sign the piece of paper right here. You'd run off that car lot, wouldn't you?
Yeah. They were even telling people not to look into each other's eyes while passing. And, you know, how are you supposed to trust somebody if you can't even look them in the eye?
And they were saying, how can we make it more fantastical? That was the UK. Mm-hmm. Put up signs. Remember people wearing masks when they're swimming?
Right. Right. I mean, it complete lunacy. It triggers something in us, and I'm not sure what it is that's being triggered, but it's almost like a primal urge to want to be accepted and want that hidden knowledge. But, you know, you can only really go off of what you can prove. And the information that we've been given out, you know, we back it up. Whereas Q, I haven't seen anything really backed up on that side.
I hear you. We're going to skip this break so we can take more calls. I didn't mean to go off in a cute thing, but then if somebody asks a complex question, I got to answer it. Thank you, Kevin. Great points. Could have just had Kevin come on for 2 minutes, and he said what I said in 15. The biggest reason this happens is human development and our instincts. If you go back 5,000, 6,000 years ago, anywhere in the world, Asia, Europe, Mesoamerica, people acted just the same. And normally in society, if the chief ran in, there's only like 100 of you in the band, and he's there because he's the best hunter, the smartest, the nicest. He's almost always right. He knows how to catch fish the best. He knows how to fight the best. And he comes to you and he says, the other tribe is 2 miles away. They outnumber us 5-1. We got to run. You don't wait. You run. Or he says, there's a band coming to get us. We outnumber them. We got to fight. You fight. You lie. That is a evolutionary survival mechanism. They manipulate that, and then as civilization got bigger, you'd always get a priest class that said, well, let's see if they'll let us sacrifice their kids or give us all their women. And so you get an inbred, decadent priest class, and that's what the occult can. Oh, they know the secrets in the temple. They know that a snake god every few years eats the moon and sun, and people kind of, maybe it's 20 years since an eclipse, they've got mathematics. They're, you know, the priest class is secretly marking down on a calendar when it's going to happen. They've got total control over, say, a group of 100,000 people or a million in some of these civilizations because they know whatever that thing is in the sky is going to disappear for about 30 minutes. And maybe there hasn't been an eclipse in 50 years. And people kind of quit listening. And then all of a sudden the priest gets up and goes, San Gula Kanji, Lord, Ye Wara. And he says, I have been fighting for 1 week to stop the snake god from eating the sun. And they all shut up, because maybe it's been, you know, decades. All of a sudden, ha.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
And he gets inside and he checks in, goes to TSA, whatever, and he calls us after he gets through TSA, and he said, hey, that bus out front, there's a bunch of people that just went through TSA that didn't go through the same line I had to go through. They didn't even check them. They just opened the gate and went through. And now they're getting on planes. So he called us telling us, hey, I don't think those people are like, you know, they're not getting checked.
And sir, I know your story's true because there's hundreds of videos I've seen with. That's everywhere. And Midland's one of the main ones. Yeah. They've got hubs and they'll even shut things down for a while when they've got thousands coming through because it's too obvious. They do it at 3 a.m., 2 a.m., 5 a.m. So when you think the airport's shut, you know, there's no flights from, say, you know, 6 a.m. Or midnight to 6 a.m., whether it's the Austin Bergstrom or the Midland Airport, at night it's just buses and boiling people and little babies with weirdos, and they're just being, it's a two-tiered system. Oh, we got a body scan you. Oh, we got to check your testicles. But meanwhile, you got a little kid you're smuggling, baby, no ID. You're going right wherever you want. Yeah, it's a giant criminal network right under our noses.
Well, yes, sir. And my question to you is Governor Abbott just signed a bill, I believe it was SB4, that doesn't take effect until March.
Yeah, the law enforcement's supposed to arrest illegals. Instead, we have video on InfoWars of the police threatening people, videotaping illegal alien centers in San Antonio.
So my question to you is what do we do as Texas citizens? What do we do?
Well, let me tell you, your son did the right thing calling you. All he had to do was just shoot a video, act like he owns the place. He should send it to us or post it himself somewhere and to get 50 million views. You expose it. The reason they shut down terminals and do it at 3 a.m. is because they don't want it revealed.
I called my local, waste of time, but called my local news stations and said, hey, this is what's going on, but you know, they're part of the libtard agenda and they're funded by, you know, libtards, so they're not going to do anything. So basically what you're saying is record it, send it to you guys, and we'll go from there, and you guys will post it on X. Congratulations on getting
congratulations to Elon Musk and all you getting us back. But I mean, look, don't even wait for me. Have your son, he can set up a burner account, doesn't matter, to make sure we don't miss it. Yeah, send it to showtipsinfowars.com. Send it 5 times. We get like 10,000, 20,000 emails a day. So we miss stuff. But, yeah, you want to send us raw footage, give us a description where it is. Well, but I'd rather you just upload it to X, and then we'll link to it, and it'll get 10 million views. And then that will end up in Congress. But, yeah, I mean, it's admitted under Obama and now under Biden. They got flights all over the country at 2 and 3 a.m., brother. There's footage with little kids. And, yeah, that's what they're doing. And again, why don't you come at 3 p.m.? Because everybody sees 100 illegal aliens, a bunch of them little kids without their parents, some of them babies, march through, not even checked, with no paperwork, and people go, well, why am I doing this? And the TSA guy, where are you going? What you doing? I'm going to touch your wee-wee now. I mean, you know, it's all child molesting training. And I'm not even attacking the average TSA agent. They're told, oh, we're doing this for safety. But the TSA was set up to one day take over the roads, the highways, domestic checkpoints. They admit that's their plan. They are part of the martial law program. So they let the slaves in. They don't let the slaves out. You understand? This is fresh meat, fresh voters. They don't give them shots, any of that, because this is a new crop. They're going to control, sign up for welfare, siphon off the welfare. We're to be replaced by these people. You understand?
Yeah. When is it? What point is it? You know, I think even Elon even said, you know, they're taking over your schools. What point are they going to kick you out of your homes?
Oh, they're already kicking people out of schools in Texas and New York and everywhere, and just saying illegal aliens go there now. You do school from home. The illegal aliens live in the school now. Yeah, it's a total takeover. God bless you. And again, you don't have to, Q said they were going to have open borders. Oh, Q heard there was a Walmart with kids. We've been there. We go there. We go there now. Go. Go to Davos. Confront the world leaders yourself. The ADL, the head of the UN, they're right there. But it's not fun, is it, to actually confront the head of the ADL or the head of the UN or the head of Pfizer? It's like, well, you know, what did you do today? Oh, you actually confronted the main leader. I heard a little secret message. I'm a part of a special club, and I'm in the Avengers. Because they're children. But don't be mad. There are a lot of people, we wake up, they're going to be children, and they're not going to do men's work. I just say don't talk about them. But when they say Biden's going to be arrested on, you know, when he's inaugurated, I just can't be part of it. Cosmo in Kansas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Love you mean it. Blah, blah, blah. Hey, your nitric boost and X3. Great stuff.
What happened when you took those products?
Well, went to the doctor, and they took all my meds or my took all my reading, my blood pressure, my cholesterol. Since it's been up, they said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it, because it was all down. Everything was good. So. And the nitric boost, I take it in the evening, and it helps me to relax. It don't knock me out, but when I sleep a lot better.
Yeah, well, nitric boost literally cleans out your arteries. It's a fact. And the system, yeah. Let me, all the globalists are taking products like this, okay? There's a bunch of them that are just as good. Ours is, you know, as good as it gets, but I'm not going to lie. There's probably 20 products that are the same, because this is hot, been hot. And yeah, rich, all the elite are taking this mix of compounds. I mean, nitric boost is just like the most souped up version there is. But absolutely, it totally works. That's why people get it.
Yeah, I know. I called to talk to you about the Men in Black, and because I was wanting to ask you, what do you know about those guys? I'm not talking about the guys on the movies and the black cars or skinny guys behind phone poles. I've seen them 3 times, and maybe somebody else has seen them. They come into your bedroom, and there's 2 guys usually. The first guy's face is all covered. Well, they're all covered. Their face is covered. But whenever I looked up and seen them, as soon as they saw me see them, I went out. I don't know why, but as soon as I looked at them, I was out. And then I panicked myself awake. And when I did, they was gone.
You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, and there are every culture talked about the things you're talking about, and it's basically Tucker Carlson's right. It's not aliens. They've always been here. And there's a lot of stuff going on, buddy.
I'm pretty sure it's government.
And, no. The government wants you to think they've got all these magic powers. They don't. There's the government has fake UFO landings and dresses guys up in alien outfits to scare people. That's been going on lately. But I mean, I can't particularly say, you know, what's happening with you, sir. But here's the deal. The optic nerve picks up thousands of types of radiation, not just the narrow light band that your brain processes. And so some people are able to see things that other people can't see. And then a lot of people call those people crazy. And they're all there. Then there are people that are crazy, generally. You know, and are delusional, but there's a lot of stuff going on. I appreciate your call. All right, Jeff in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex, the tip of the spear, brother. It's great to be alive, isn't it?
It is, man. Thank God for the gift of life.
Absolutely. It's so great to speak with you finally. First time caller, live in Florida. Just came back from New York yesterday. I got to tell you, there were migrants everywhere. Couldn't wait to get back to the Sunshine State. There's garbage on the streets, there's urine. It's just a mess. So happy to be back in I'm in South Florida. But you mentioned taking people out of your house. So my neighbor and I didn't want to call originally about the financial the markets. I want to talk about that. But my neighbor's a sheriff down here in one of the bigger counties, and they do eviction. They're taking people out of their house already. He's an evictions officer. He does about 10 evictions a day. He's got 6 teams. One of the counties, so that's 60 people they're evicting out of their homes in one county. And, you know, then you got Miami-Dade, Broward, other counties. So hundreds of people, thousands of people may be getting evicted from their houses every day. I wanted to talk to you, though, today, Alex, really, about your guest yesterday. So, and by the way, you're the most incredible guest, Dr. Kirk Elliott, about, you know, the central bank digital coin coming in and collapsing the system and changing the definition of money to now include, you know, means of social control. This is wild, and everyone has to kind of stop and say, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, but those who don't know, the private Federal Reserve now defines money as a social control system. That is the social credit score.
Yeah. Yes, but in order to bring in this new credit, this new system, they're going to have to collapse the existing system. And I get this from Gerald Celente, your amazing guest, and he speaks to, you know, Gregory Manarino. You've had on your show, or when your guests have guest hosted him, you should have him on your show again to talk about this. But in order to bring in this new system, they're going to have to crash the market. And I don't know when. I'm going to guess this year. And they'll probably blame it on Trump. They'll blame it on the Republicans. They'll blame it on capitalism. And then that's when they're going to usher in this new system. And I just hope we can survive this.
100%.
All the corporations are going to get on board.
Yep, absolutely. I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but at least we're getting ready for it. Yeah, it's they are running around like chickens with their heads cut off, getting ready for the big shift, the great reset to build back better. Hour number 4, I'm going to jam in a few more calls and hand the baton to Kate Daly.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the
the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.